Fields are being seeded all around us, all with a view to the harvest, a plentiful one, we pray. But such seeds are not all that we put into the ground, as our cemeteries bear silent but continual testimony. Do we look forward to a harvest from these plantings which have been watered with our tears? Or does our experience say that this is too much to expect? Not when we consider the way God gives new life to the seeds which we bury in the earth. That is, not when we consider planting and harvest in the light of what Jesus promised and then guaranteed by his death and rising from death. A few days before his crucifixion, Christ said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Put your trust in Jesus Christ. His resurrection is the pledge, the first fruits, of God's great harvest of all his people from their graves at the end of time.